Random House Audio presents Behind the Beautiful Forevers, Life, Death, and Hope in a Mumbai Undercity by Catherine Boo, read for you by Sunil Malhotra. Prologue, Between Roses. July 17, 2008, Mumbai. Midnight was closing in. The one-legged woman was grievously burned, and the Mumbai police were coming for Abdul and his father. In a slum hut by the international airport, Abdul's parents came to a decision with an uncharacteristic economy of words. The father, a sick man, would wait inside the trash-strewn, tin-roofed shack where the family of 11 resided. He'd go quietly when arrested. Abdul, the household earner, was the one who had to flee. Abdul's opinion of this plan had not been solicited, typically. Already he was mule-brained with panic. He was 16 years old, or maybe 19. His parents were hopeless with dates. Allah, in his impenetrable wisdom, had cut him small and jumpy. A coward, Abdul said it of himself. He knew nothing about eluding policemen. What he knew about, mainly, was trash. For nearly all the waking hours of nearly all the years he could remember, he'd been buying and selling to recyclers the things that richer people threw away. Now Abdul grasped the need to disappear, but beyond that, his imagination flagged. He took off running, then came back home. The only place he could think to hide was in his garbage. He cracked the door of the family hut and looked out. His home sat midway down a row of hand-built, spatchcock dwellings. The lopsided shed where he stowed his trash was just next door. To reach this shed unseen would deprive his neighbors of the pleasure of turning him into the police.